begin by trying to do His work. We understand there is an evil tide of sin in these last days that, amen, is mounting up greater and stronger than ever before. Jesus warned us about this in the days of His earthly life when He said concerning those last days when the Son of Man would get ready to come. He made several observations, Brother Jerry. He said that it would be, amen, when Christ got ready to come, it would be as it were in the days of Noah, when men was just eating and drinking and making merry and playing games and entertaining themselves with all sorts of evil and wicked imaginations. And Jesus said, you'll see those things come back around full circle as the Lord Jesus Christ gets ready to come upon the scene. He spake about as it was in the days of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah. That is what the society and the nations would look like when the Son of Man got ready to come again. And I don't think you got to be a theologian. I don't think you got to be saved real long. In fact, you probably don't even have to be saved to understand we're living in those very days today. Amen. Men have given themselves all out to sin. There's a time of sin that a matrim beats against the shores of society. Amen. There is the wage and seem to be never-ending, ever mounting higher and higher. Brother Gerald, in these days, and be against our lives and against our homes, and that friend thinks our righteous soul as Lot was in Sodom. Amen. So we are vexed in the generation in which we live. Amen. If you watch TV, nearly every commercial is promoting some product using sinful means and pleasures of sin that, amen, draw you to those products. And, amen, even writing down the billboard, it's at the room, it seems like every other billboard is some sort of enticement and allurement and temptation. I'm after him to just go with the times of sin that are in our day. And I know even what I'm preaching right now is not popular, but, amen, it is the fact of the matter that we are living in a generation, amen, when the tides of sin are as greater and greater than they have ever been. And that's just the fact of the matter. Amen. And it ain't going to get better on this side. Might as well buckle down. Amen. It's going to get worse and worse and worse in our day. Amen. We're seeing all sorts of things in our day. Amen. It goes beyond even some of the, amen, the list of sins that we so commonly preach against. Amen. To that friend, we're dealing with sins in society has embraced ideas and philosophies of men that promote greater sins, social justice warriory, and Black Lives Matter, and intersectionality and homosexuality. Amen. The whole mixed up alphabet of letters that are promoted. Amen. On every hand till, amen, we don't even know, my friend, society is so confused about, amen, some of the very basic laws that God has given man in nature. And mankind is twisted, and my friend, gone down the depths of perversion and sin and transgression. Amen. Is on every hand. Amen. Now that's the world that we're living in. I don't mean to depress you. Amen. And I'm depressed enough. Amen. To even have to get up here and preach on it tonight. Amen. I understand that ain't pleasant to think about. Amen. But it is where we live tonight. Amen. It is where we live tonight. And may God revive us in these days that, amen, we would be the light that shines in the darkness. Amen. We weren't saved to go downstream. We weren't saved to swim in the tides of sin. Amen. We weren't saved, my friend, to make excuses for this generation. My friend, rather to stand up and by the light of the gospel reprove this world. Amen. And make our stand and our mark for the Lord Jesus Christ until He comes. Amen. No matter what direction the world goes in. Amen. No matter who falls away next, no matter, amen, who compromises and thinks they need to recover from fundamentalists out. Amen. They don't not deter God's children and God's people. Amen. From standing on the fundamentals of the Word of God. Amen. And be the light that we have been saved to be. And so Paul is writing to them. He said, there's some things. Amen. You need to remember that you've already been taught. Amen. Don't let men discourage you. Don't let men deceive you. Don't let men distract you in these last days. These things you've already been told. Amen. We're going to happen. So don't be amazed when you see them happen. Amen. And don't get so knocked down that you don't know how to function in the way that God has saved you and how to function. Amen. But notice what he said. He said in verse number 6 again, and now we know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. And so we're moving ever closer every day. It seems like he gets faster. Amen. To that dark, depraved kingdom of the Antichrist coming in upon the scene. And yet Paul said, in light and in spite of how bad it's getting, amen, there are still some things that are withholding the darkness of that kingdom. Amen, there are some things that were withholding. Means there are some resisting powers that are at work in this time. Amen, there are some things that are pushing back against the tides of sin. Amen, in fact, there should be some things that are withholding. Amen, that kingdom of the Antichrist. God with me. Amen. And tonight, as bad as it is, you ain't seen anything yet. Amen. It's bad tonight. It's dark tonight. Amen. But you remove some of the things that are withholding me. Amen. The coming tide is sin. Brother Jack Lee. Amen. We've not seen anything. You hang out. Amen. You hang out here during the tribulation period of time. Amen. There's going to be so much time to sin. It's going to run rampant and roughshod. Amen. Oh, the generation, man, friend, that'll be here when that takes place. But Paul said, don't ever forget, there are some things that God has in place. Amen. That are withholding that time of sin. Amen. Now, the old timers, and when I say the old timers, amen, you have to reach some of the old Puritan ladders. And I know there's a lot of doctrine, Brother Matt, we may disagree with some of those men about. Amen. But one thing you'll have to remember about the Puritan men and preachers and those Christians of that generation. Amen. They were holy men and women of God. Amen. They understood the tides of sin that were rolling in their day. Amen. And they realized that, amen, this matter of them withholding and holding back of the tides of sin was something that, amen, the people of God needed to understand. But Brother Wayne, they used the term. And we got to be careful using this term. And if we use it, we got to define it so we don't get labeled tonight. But they would use the term common grace. Amen. And common grace in some realms, and even in the realm of sometimes the Puritans. Amen. It takes a Calvinistic turn, and we absolutely reject that. And we don't believe in Calvinism. Amen. We don't believe in the tomb. One preacher said we do believe in the robes of Sharon. Somebody say amen. Amen. And amen. Jesus Christ would have all men to be saved. And so when we reference this matter of common grace, amen, we're not looking at it in a distracted way that, amen, there's a common grace that the elect are going to find and eventually be saved. Amen. But what you'll find when you read after the Puritans, they taught that there were five common graces that God had given. And those common graces were at work holding back the tide of sin. And these common graces, I believe, in many ways, as we work our way through them, you'll have to agree tonight. Amen. That they have dwindled in their effect. They have dwindled in their ability to have power to withhold the tide of sin. And yet, that friend, that is not a fault with God. That, amen, doesn't mean the Word of God is not so, it is not true, and that it is a fall upon the believers and upon the saved that have let our influence and our, amen, spiritual power that comes by the Holy Ghost to dwindle, amen, to where the tide of sin is near them, unwrapped, amen, right into the kingdom of this Antichrist that is to come. And so let me give you these five common graces that hold back the tide of sin. Amen, number one, and I use it number one because I think it's the first. Amen, you'll find in your King James Bible. Amen, the first common grace is simply the home. Amen, the family that place. Amen, God established way back yonder in the Garden of Eden. Amen, when God made an Adam and made a man and put him in the garden and there. Amen, man intended to God's creation. Amen, but Adam had no help meet, and so what God did, amen, and put Adam in a deep sleep. Amen, opened up his side, pulled out a rib. Amen, and from that, he made a woman. He made an Eve. He made a wife for, amen, man added his first creation. Amen. And I know you've heard it before, but we can't preach on Genesis 2. Amen. Without stating that God made an Adam and an Eve to begin. Amen. And it made an Adam and a Steve. And the fact is, you establish the whole. And you say, preacher, what is the whole? The whole. Amen. Paul would say in Ephesians in chapter number 5. Amen. That institution of marriage within the whole is simply an illustration and a picture of Christ and His church. Amen. Oh, what a testimony the home is tonight, or should be. Yeah. And the Christian home is one of the common graces that God has given to society to hold back the tide of sin. Amen. Is it any wonder in this hour that this generation has attacked the home? And that friend has been put on an all-out war against. Amen. God's design for the home. Amen. You're seeing it on every hand. In fact, amen, some of you bunch of liberals, and you probably ain't in here in person tonight. Amen. But just in case somebody in town is listening on the radio, amen, and has embraced the Black Lives Matter movement. Amen. They ain't about black lives, and they don't think they matter. Amen. You read their manifesto, it's all about, amen, destroying what they call the nuclear family. Amen. They don't want there to be a husband and a wife, a mom and a dad. Amen. Children, they don't want that institution as God has instructed it to be designed and developed and enjoyed. Amen. It's an all-out attack on the home. Amen. Why don't they like the home? Because the home is one of the five common graces God gave. Amen. The whole thing, the tides of sin. Amen. It's in the school of the home where children, amen, are being told right from wrong. Amen. It's where children are to be instructed, amen, in the ways of God. And in fact, in Genesis 2, amen, you have the joining of a man and a woman in holy matrimony. Amen. A man and his wife, amen, walking with God. Amen. God said, be fruitful and multiply the earth. Amen. And I can get in all the land too. Amen. There's things to be enjoyed in that family and in that home unit. But what we find in Malachi in chapter number 2, and speaking of marriage, the Lord said, why have I instituted that two should be made one? And God answered his own question when he said, amen, it's there in that home unit, amen, that I designed godly seed and holy seed. Amen, to be raised, that's where human beings are being taught. Amen, that there is a God in heaven and to fear him and to walk in his ways. Amen, but in our society, amen, we get on a lot of things tonight. Amen, divorce is at an all-time high. In fact, that may not even be an accurate statement tonight. Amen, because there's so many that are going around, Amen. Where they don't even get married anymore. They snatch up and live in sin. Have babies out of wedlock. Amen. That ain't never been God's design. It's never been the way God intended for, amen, human civilization to act. Amen. And thank God, calls it plain out sin and abomination and things that God has said is abomination. Amen. Men just keep tearing down that common grace and the time of sin. Amen. Runs rampant like whoever drank. Amen. I'm only 42 years old and I never dreamed as a teenage boy. Amen. That there would be such a thing as two men getting married. Amen. Friends saying that they're in holy matrimony. Amen. There ain't nothing holy about that. Amen. And yet, my friend, they demand their rights and they demand to be acknowledged as a family unit and as a whole. But my friend, they are destroying that common grace. And God has given our civilization, amen, to hold back the tides of sin. Amen. And it ain't sadly, it ain't just out in the worldly homes, but that friend, even in the realm of the Christian church, the whole that friend has lost its power and its function. Amen. We've let so much sin and carnality and worldliness in the home. Amen. Friend, it ain't no wonder the tide of sin continues to grow. Amen. The parents have forfeited their responsibility to raise their children if they walk against me. And then much of this are let my babies raise their kids and pump them and drill all sorts of filth and indoctrination into the up. Amen. And it's on every hand who'd ever call blues blues. Amen. That's some of my children watch growing up. Amen. But even in recent days are promoting transgenderism. Amen. And homosexuality and right. Children having two dads and two moms. And, amen. I feel like I'm about ready to get wound up. Please around here. Amen. Amen. We better realize. Amen. There is a common grace that God has given. Amen. In the home to hold back the tides. Amen. I don't want to be a part of that, friend. Amen. I want to be honest with you. I'm saved. I try to walk filled with the Holy Ghost. I failed in that a lot. Amen. You pray for me. This my desire. Amen. To have a Christian home and raise godly seed. Amen. Children that know God and love God and fear God and serve God and worship God. Amen. That is the desire in my heart. Amen. And in the days we're living in, that is a full-time responsibility. Amen. Amen. We got to understand that's part of the common grace God has given our civilization. Amen. The home. Number two. Amen. I got to be careful on this. Amen. Not only the home, but the government. The government, according, we won't look at all of it. You write it down, or you can flip over and cheat while I preach through it. Amen. But Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. Amen. We are instructed as believers to submit ourselves to the powers that be. Amen. Those human authorities that are plainly said have been established by God. Amen. And there is a responsibility. Amen. And those citizens that are under a nation and under a government. Amen. To honor that government, but there is a responsibility on that government. Amen. That they would be what God instituted them to be. And Paul plainly said in Romans 13, amen, that they would be ministers of the righteousness. Amen. And I just preach on America this evening. Amen. Our government ain't that tonight. It's not the same. Amen. America founded on Judeo-Christian values. I know all our founders were God-fearing Christian men. Amen. Some of them were, some of them were deists, some of them. Amen. Some of them were never wicked men. And I understand that. Amen. But the fact is, if men came together and agreed, and if they was going to have a society that would be blessed, if that's going to have a society worth living in, amen. The only thing, the best thing they could find a building for, amen, was the old word of God. Amen. And thank God for it. Thank God. Amen. I'm not ashamed of our heritage. Amen. I ain't looking to tear down statues tonight. I ain't looking to burn down cities this evening over our heritage. Amen. And I'm telling you all of that. Amen. Can I just preach for a minute? Amen. All this business, we're going to tear down every statue of every man we didn't agree with. Amen. Can I say tonight, all of that is decided. Amen. When you mark her down before she's over, amen, they're coming for the Word of God. Amen. They're coming for that religious heritage. Amen. America wasn't perfect when she was founded. And then being moved wasn't perfect. Amen. But it was the best thing going when they did found her. Amen. Yes, I can tell she's still the best thing going tonight. Amen. You want to know why that goes? Brother A.M., there's some men that founded a government. Amen. They believed it was their responsibility. Amen. To be ministers of righteousness. Amen. We got a bunch of liberals and commentators. Amen. Hollywood hellions and everything. Amen. They despise our heritage and despise government. That's what Peter said about. Amen. Men who are reprobate and men that, amen, were heathen men that they despised government and speak evil of dignitaries. Amen. We're living in a generation that our government has gone down the road. Amen. Rebellion away from God, and we're reaping that in our society. Amen. This bunch of Antifa junks. Amen. This bunch of Antifa junk letting groups in our society, amen, establish these, amen, these zones, and the government won't go in and put the spray down on them. Amen. Amen. You let the government do what it's supposed to do, they'll quit that.
Right.
Government is supposed to be one of the five common graces to hold back the tide of sin. Our government's so weak tonight, weak being, weak soul. Amen. Weak hearted tonight. Amen. And it ain't a Democrat or Republican thing. They're all weak.
Right.
Every last one of them's in it for themselves. Amen. And in it for the old man in power. Amen. And government needs to wake up this day. Amen. There's a time. Are you listening to me today? There was a time there were laws in America. Amen. You could be in prison for committing sodomy.
Yes.
Anymore, government now pushes it.
Right.
Our government, that friend, listen, promotes and condones it. And that friend has led, amen, and literally millions and millions of human beings being killed through the avenue of the abortion industry.
Right.
All the while, the government sits back. Amen, and it's all about money. That's all it's about.
Right.
Amen, a bunch of money and a bunch of demon possessed men and women who don't have any God in them at all. Amen. I told y'all it's going to be weird. I told you it's going to be wild. Amen. Amen. We need to understand the five common graces that God has given to hold back the tide of sin. Amen. And challenge our government to be a part of it. Say no.
Amen.
I know what I'm preaching ain't popular tonight. There's laws in America. Some of y'all are going to get mad at me now. There used to be laws in America. If a woman put on a pair of breeches, she would be cited and given a ticket. In America. You can say, oh, it's old fashioned and it ain't that way anymore. I know it ain't that way anymore.
Right.
Amen. That's why when you go to Walmart, amen, as a man, a red blooded American man who's trying to be a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the walk through Walmart reminders on
it.
Yep. Amen. Yes, are you listening? Because the government has dropped the ball and made it so easy. Amen. For men to engage in sin and immorality. Amen. Listen, there used to be laws on the book. Amen. About decency.
Right.
Decency.
Yes.
Now the and props up all forms of sin, and going on and tell you it's no wonder the tag sin is grown up.
Right. Yes, sir.
Well, I lost me lunch as long as I turned on the government.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Some of y'all, you can't handle a preacher telling you how to dress, mad, want to do, and spit white.
Yes, sir. Right.
You wouldn't have made a good, you wouldn't have made a good American citizen 150 years ago.
Yes.
Right. Hey, man. Y'all know how to preach like that once in a blue moon. Hey, man, we're living in a day common grace has been destroyed.
Right.
Time to sin, Brother Joe, just gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
You put your lip and get mad and do whatever you want. You know I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know you don't agree, but you know I'm telling you right.
You're right.
Amen. The government and the home, number three.
Amen.
I feel a little rowdy. They give me Chipotle sauce on my chicken at the country restaurant. Amen. That's the only thing I can figure this is all about. Amen. Hallelujah. Number three, church.
Yeah.
Old Puritan said one of the bad congregations that hold back the tax in is the church. Paul would write the church at Thessalonica, chapter number 5, verses 1 through 10, speaking of the day of the Lord. He said that day, amen, it's going to be times of thief in the night, and that day's not going to overtake you. Amen. You've been saved. You know the truth. Amen. If you know the truth, it challenges you as a church walk in the way. Amen. Walk as children of the light. That's our job as the church. Amen. To be the light that's in the darkness. Amen. To be one of the five common graces that hold back the time of sin. And I ain't got time to preach all this. Dear Lord, help me hurry up. Amen. The church today, amen, has become so liberalized and watered down. Amen. They're so unable to please God to be culturally accepted. Amen. And now you walk in the average church, you can't tell. Amen. If you're in a church house or if you're in a meeting
station.
Amen. It looks the same, it sounds the same, it feels the same. Amen. It's a bunch of entertainment, it's a bunch of watered-down religious garb. Amen. There's fog and there's lights and there's entertainment. Amen. And the church has lost her own time to stand.
Amen.
And you might as well buckle down. I don't know what y'all know about. Oh, amen. What's going on in our day now? Amen. There's been a lot of things I ain't preached on because, amen, I'm going to want you exposed, and then we get other preachers come through, and they, amen, talk all about it here recently. And so I might as well just say, amen, there's a crowd grew up in old-fashioned churches like this. Got mad or turning from it, and they call themselves recovering fundamentalists. And all it is a bunch of has-beens, and a bunch of folk got mad at standards, and got mad at that friend being held and accountable for the way they live their life. And wanting to water it down, and I listen, I watched them, and I listened to them, and I, amen, they put on one of their little worship services the other day. Amen. You might as well be in some worldly venue. Amen. Where they sway and they dance. And that friend worked it all up emotionally. I'm going to tell you something, Gerald. That trial, amen, is loosening the ability of the church to hold back the
tabs.
Amen. The reason why that trial goes that way. Amen. Because they got caught in some sin, got behind church. Amen. Was held accountable, let them get ready. Amen. And run down the road, find some liberal outfit. Amen. And all the while. Amen. All the while, that friend claiming to love God, claiming. Amen. To love the Word of God, with his faith and claim to say. Amen. They don't even believe the King James Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm talking about folks who's raised in it. Amen. Was told they're in it. Amen. And they still have a semblance of a church today. Amen. They're still getting. I know better than y'all do. I know how mean it can get. I'm feeling pretty mean tonight myself. Amen. But I ain't ever got so wore out with it I wanted to turn from it.
Yes.
Amen. It's just something in my heart. Amen. My children may turn from it today as a child. Amen. But I'm telling you, it was good for my grandpa. It was good for my daddy. Amen. This worked real good for me. My life's better. Amen. My life is better because of my time in church. Amen. Raised the standard and preached against sin. Amen. And told me the way to live and told me how to do. Amen. My life's been better since many years. Amen. But it would be doing some liberal around. Might as well say, man, the church has lost her ability to withhold the tithes of sin. Oh, she has forgotten she is to be one of the five common graces.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Boy, it's a lot I could preach there. I haven't got much wrote down. I'm just preaching from the guts.
That's good.
Good. Number four, the conscience. God give every man conscience.
Yes, sir.
That is a very, very personal way God has given common grace to hold back the tithes.
Right.
So, well, I know people, they didn't grow up in a Christian home, yet that God gave them a conscience.
Right.
In Romans chapter number 2, Paul said that even when the Gentiles, amen, by nature do those things that are in the law, and these have a witness against himself. He talked about where they lay. He talked about their conscience bears them witness. God gave every man, when you listen, when you and I was in sin, God gave every one of us a conscience. That conscience is that God placed in a man to be able to discern right from wrong.
Yes, sir.
My God. Amen. That conscience is referenced in the Word of God. It's referenced as a good conscience. 1 Timothy 1:5-19. And Paul talked about a pure conscience in 1 Timothy 3:9. He talked about a weak conscience in 1 Corinthians 8:12. He talked about a defiled conscience in Titus 1:15. Talked about in 1 Timothy 4:2, a seared conscience.
Right.
Here's what I'm going to say. I heard Brother Sandy Allen say this years and years ago, and I'll never forget it. He said, a man's conscience will not save him.
Right.
But he can't get saved without it.
Right.
Your conscience is that part of you the Holy Ghost works in. And shows you what you are, convinces you what you are, shows you what is right and what is wrong. I'm hearing young people say these days, I just don't see man as being right or being wrong. I just don't see it that way. And that friend, listen, you better be careful how you treat the conscience that God has given you the knowledge and he instills in your conscience. Amen. Because the conscience can be defiled. And when it gets defiled, if you're not careful, you'll resist the Holy Ghost in your conscience in a place. When it gets seared, your heart turns reprobate and you will never be saved.
That's right.
Amen. That's the Romans 1 crowd who turn away from the knowledge that is given to all men. They turn away from the knowledge, amen, that is in creation and it comes by the gospel. They turn away from it to the point that they get a reprobate mind. Conscience is a grace given you by God to hold you back from the time of sin. Every time you get ready, saved or lost, you come to church like this, you know what's right and wrong.
That's right.
I'll be honest, I thought about it today. I was thinking about Cornelius. Cornelius wasn't even saved. open to Acts 10, and the Bible said he's a righteous man. Gave alms, prayed always. He wasn't like sinners in there. Man, we got Christians make excuses for the sin they did.
Right.
Only thing worse than that is other Christians making excuses for the sin of other Christians.
Amen.
So I ain't saved. That's why I do the things I do. But what you don't understand, amen, you got a preacher preaching you tonight that knows you've heard enough preaching to know right from wrong.
That's right.
You don't get to use that crutch.
That's right. Amen.
Why? Because God gave you grace, a common grace called the
preacher. Yes, that's right.
You let it get defiled, Jack, you let it get defiled to the point we cross that line and get sears. That means to be branded with the, as it were, with the hot iron, the callous star.
Right.
You get placed. Listen, conscience can't save you, but you can't get saved without it.
Yes,
amen. Boy, this thing's took a turn from worse than me. The whole, the government, the church, the conscience, number five, everybody said amen. It's in our text. The Holy Spirit.
Right. Yes.
The Holy Spirit. It's one of the five common graces. The home tonight may be dropping the ball in the government tonight. And may not be giving up the Holy Baptist type sin of the church. At large, may that friend of compromise and went down the standard. And the conscience of man may be ever drifting further and further and further from God. In our text, here's what he said. Amen. Notice here in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse number 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he, not Lord now, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. We believe in studying the Word of God that according to John 16, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I'm going away. I'm not going to make you comfort with. We'll send you another.
Yeah.
Send you a comforter. He's going to come. He's going to guide you and lead you into all truth. Here's what he said. He said, when he comes, he will reprove the world. Three things: sin, righteousness, and judgment. Expounds upon those in John 16. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to be a withholding, a holding back the tides of sin.
Yes.
Some have preached and taught, and I remember growing up hearing the preacher say this coming day, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit's going to be taken out of the world. That's not what the text teaches.
No, sir.
Text teaches he's going to be taken out of the way.
Right,
right now, he's holding back the tides of sin that coming kingdom of the Antichrist and all the perversion that he's trying to bring into the world. He holds it back. The day is coming at the sound of the trump. The Holy Spirit will step out of the way. Sin's going to begin to run. It's why there's hope for sinners to be saved tonight.
Yes.
That's why we preach the gospel of the grace of God. Is that the Spirit of the Lord? It doesn't matter how wicked things get. It doesn't matter how the tides begin to roll up because, amen, the other common graces are not doing their job as effectively as they once were. The Holy Spirit is never at fault. He is never, amen, diminished in power, diminished in ability. Amen. Can I say tonight, he can still save the, amen, the most lost, the biggest lost man and sinner in town. Amen. The Holy Ghost, that criminally withholds sin. Amen. Holding back the tide of sin is still bringing men to Christ. Amen. He's still applying the power of the gospel to sinners who will believe. Amen. He's still bringing men through repentance to God. Amen. He's still enabling men of God to stand and preach in power. Amen. He warned them that there is a hell to shun but a heaven to gain. Amen. I thank God for the common grace of the Holy Spirit in our life and in our world. Amen. As bad as it is, I don't think we can stand it. The Holy Spirit is not hold it back. One of these days, church, the Lord Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Amen. We rejoice in that. Amen. I found myself in the last 3 years. Amen. Different things we go through and we face and watch others go through and face. Amen. My prayer has become more and more, even so, come quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I told Brother Jack, we was talking to him in heaven. And when John the Beloved said that, I believe it had a lot to do with Christ and seeing Christ. But I think Brother A.L., he's seen all that revelation in God. He's seen how bad things are going to get. Right before Jesus come back and after, John the Beloved said, "Dear Lord, come back." That's more time to sin than we can deal with, and we know what to do with. Can you imagine a land where we're headed where there is no sin?
Amen.
It's called tonight. Amen. All the family of God will be back together. Jesus will be the one who rules and reigns. Amen. The government will be on his shoulders, our homes and our families. Amen. We'll be spiritual as the family of God. The church will be there. Amen. Every wrinkle ironed out. Every spot taken away.
Yes.
Amen. Our conscience pure and good and holy before Almighty God. And forever and ever we'll be filled with the Holy Ghost as we gather now. Amen. In that celestial city with God. Amen. One drop of sin that's less than any tithe. Amen. This ain't in the notes. I just thought about this. You think about tides, you think about seas. Amen. The ocean. John said, we get to the new heaven, new earth, there's no more sea.
That's right.
I got a lot of ways out where it's at, but I'll just make application right here. Amen. There ain't no more tides of sin.
Right.
We're rolling over our lives, over our hearts, over our homes, over our ministries. Thank God we'll be forever at peace.
Yep.
In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Until then, it's going to get worse. Until then, it's going to get bigger. Until then, we've got to make a stand like we've never made a stand before.
Right.
Amen.
Know that one of these days it's going to be worth it.
Amen.
Five common graces.
Amen. That's good.
Hold back.
Hallelujah.
Tie of sin.
Yes.
Amen. You've heard some old school preaching tonight.
Amen.
Y'all don't have to preach like this song.
Amen.
I need to. I need to about to get 3 services a week. I need to take about 2 a week to preach like this.
Amen. Right.
Yeah. I need to. I have any guts like I used to have. But anyway, I'm soft in my. Anyway, I'm done. Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for these common graces. But Lord, most of all, thank you, Lord, for personal grace. Lord, today, the grace of Christ. Lord, that grace that bringeth salvation here by our life, personally rescued us and saved us. And since then, Lord has taught us how to live soberly, godly, and righteously in this present world. Lord, I'm thankful this evening, Lord, for all that you taught us. Lord, by the grace of God, Lord, we sing the song of amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Saved a rich life, Lord, we, Lord, with joy in our heart, Lord, ponder the amazing grace of God. Lord, we have to say tonight, we're undeserving of it. Lord, that's why it's so amazing the Lord can bestow it upon us and let it appear our life. Lord, even when, Lord, we didn't serve him. Lord, even tonight, after all these years, 25 years we have been saved, Lord, we still don't deserve it. That, Lord, it means as much or more to us tonight than it ever has. I pray now this evening, Lord, the people of God, just heard the word of God preached, Lord. I pray that, Lord, you challenge their lives. Lord, I pray you challenge their lives. Lord, help us, Lord, to step it up. Lord, it's easy in these days to look around and see how bad everything is. Lord, just kind of
Lord, drift along from a distance with the world the way it's going, but help us, Lord, to give back, Lord, the Bible with it. Lord, if you do that, Lord, in our life, Lord, if you'd help us do that, give us strength to do that, Lord, we'd be eternally grateful. Help us now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.